The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kavitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Thank you so much for joining me here on Sunday 95, 94.7 FM, WSNY. I think we're going to have a great show. It's the 4th of July, so this is our 4th of July edition. The Red, White, and Boom fireworks were great the other night, and I know that there are some fireworks, I believe, planned for the Park of Roses today. And what I want to do before we get on to that, we're going to have a couple of interesting interviews today. But first, I want to give out Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And that is, according to the American Dental Association, what percent of new dentists expected their educational debt to have a substantial effect on them over the next 10 years? Okay, your guesses are welcome at 459-9769, or you can email them to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. All right, now... this is the time of the show when we give out announcements, and so I'm happy to have on the phone with me today Donnelly Osborne. She is the president of the Clintonville Rotary, and she's here to give me an update on something that's going to be going on in Clintonville at the Park of Roses coming up soon. Donna, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Kavitko.
Thanks for getting up and being with me today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about what's it's really exciting to me, and I thought it'd be best to hear it from the president of the Rotary Club. What is it that the Rotary Club is doing?
Well, the Rotary Club, our mission is beautification and preservation projects throughout Clintonville. And so we also love to do family-friendly events. So we are sponsoring this year Movies in the Park series.
Cool.
And we have two different movies coming up in the month of July.
And what are the dates, times, and the movies?
Well, we ask that the families come to the park area. We will be at the Lower Meadow, just below the Park of Roses. And come before dusk. We'll start movies at dusk, maybe start arriving about 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And on July 10th, Saturday night, we'll be showing the original 1971 version of Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
And then on July 24th, we will be showing The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that sounds neat. That sounds neat. Now, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, you probably are thinking that a dentist wouldn't be so so happy to have the kids falling in the vat of chocolate and eating all that candy, right?
Probably not.
I know you have kids. Let me tell you that, honestly, kids, I tell my parents, it's okay for the kids to have candy as long as they brush their teeth thoroughly when they're done. So
that sounds good.
Of course, you probably should be swimming in it. No, that sounds really good. So again, it's July 10th. We'd like people to arrive at 8. It is in the Lower Meadow, way back behind the shelter house, correct? More towards the river?
Closer to the river, yes.
Okay, and it's a 28-foot screen, I hear?
28-foot giant screen, and we'll have some concessions there donated by the Rotary.
Okay. Well, that sounds really neat. Hopefully we'll see everyone out there July 10th and July 24th. Willy Wonka on the 10th. And The Wizard of Oz on the 24th. Thanks, Donna. Thanks so much for getting up and letting us know about this really neat event.
Thanks, Dr. Kavitko. Happy 4th.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. I think that what the Clintonville Rotary is doing is just great. I happen to be a member. I do my best, but I'm a little bit busier, and we've got a lot of very active folks that make this happen, and Donna being one of them and several others, and I think they're just doing a lot to enhance the quality of life in Clintonville. So, and of course, everyone's welcome. So, come on out and enjoy the movie with us. I actually saw it not that long ago, and I think I'd like to see it again myself. It's pretty neat. That song, the theme song from the movie, or one of the songs, not the theme, but one of the songs is in an AT&T commercial right now, the one where the guy says, remember when you were five? And they talk about everything being possible. That was Gene Wilder singing that. Okay, now remember, our question of the day is, what percent of new dentists expect their educational debt to have a substantial effect on them over the next 10 years? Our number is 459-9769. And also, it's getting close. I want to mention the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. It's coming up on July 31st. So we only have about, 27 days from now. And it is at the Royal American Links, as well as Bent Tree Golf Course. And you get, if it's $125 a person, you get a breakfast, a steak lunch, greens cart, fees. There'll be a silent auction, and we've been promised items by Coach Tressel and Coach Mata and Coach Foster and lots of other neat folks. And so come on out. It's for the benefit of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, as well as Golf for Life Ohio, which pairs up folks who happen to have Down syndrome with PGA professionals to teach them the game of golf. Now, my wife and I we've gone out to Royal American Links a couple times trying to prepare, because that's the actual course I will be golfing. And let me tell you, if you come and golf with us, bring a lot of golf balls. That course eats golf balls. I don't think it's just me. I think it just eats golf balls. So maybe you can get one that's waterproof, one that floats, one that's magnetic, so when it goes into the tall grass, you'll be able to bring a magnet over it and find it. But it is going to be a lot of fun. It's a nice course, so come on out and join us. The way you can register is to go to dentallyspeaking.com. There is a link there to register for the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. If you want information, you can call the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio at 263-6020. Or you can go to their website at www.dsaco.net, and that's DSACO.net. All right. Now, later in the show, we'll be listening to an interview that I did as part of my Teeth Across America series, where we asked this girl, or actually she asked me, what about a filling that came out, a filling that comes out? And so, you know, what do you do if a filling falls out? Why do fillings fall out? And how long should they last in the first place? We'll be dealing with that later on, so stay tuned. Okay, now, I want to talk a little bit about, and it's a holiday, and on this holiday, a lot of people travel, lots of tourists, a lot of tourists even in Columbus, and so it got me thinking about tourism in general, and there's this kind of this new thing that's popped up, and it's called medical or dental tourism, and what that means is people who decide that they're going to go overseas for their dental care, well, medical care too, but of course I'm a dentist, so we'll talk about the dental part of this. And I think that, you know, obviously the reason they'll do it is that they can save a lot of money. Okay, people have told me, and I've had a few of my patients do this, they've told me that even though they have to pay airfare and they have to pay for a hotel stay and they have to eat in restaurants three meals a day while they're gone, it's still cheaper, they say, to go and get their dental care in other countries. Countries would be like Hungary or, Puerto Rico, I've heard of, Mexico. There's one more that's escaping me right now. But, so basically I have several reasons why you might not want to travel abroad for your dental care. One reason people cite is that their dentist may have told them that their work's going to take 4 months, and they've gone online and they've found somebody overseas that says, hey, we can do it, you know, in a day. Or in a week. Well, that first thing you need to understand is, why is it going to take 4 months for maybe me to do it? It could be simply that I'm busy and can't fit you in, or there could be things like lab time, you know, those kind of delays, waiting for healing. And you don't want to rush certain things. So going overseas to get something quicker than you can have it locally would just inherently be a bad idea, because there's going to have to be some shortcuts taken, and I'll give you an example of a couple of those when we come back from the break. But I think this is a very interesting topic, and I want to make sure that we give it plenty of time. So, you are listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunday 95, and we'll be right back.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kvitko. Let's go! Yeah!
Yeah! Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
I've been spending all my time just thinking about you. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I've been waiting all my life.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. It's the 4th of July. Hope everyone's having a great holiday weekend. And if you haven't already seen some fireworks, maybe you can get out and do that. I will say that the home fireworks, the ones that I guess we've all heard in our neighborhood, we're watching our daughter's dogs, and my wife took the dogs out to relieve themselves, and somebody set off a firecracker, and the dogs ran in the house. So we're kind of struggling with trying to get them to go out on a regular basis and not go in the house. So it's just one of those things. Okay, now we had a couple guesses to our question of the day. Question of the day is, according to the American Dental Association, what percent of new dentists expected their educational debt to have a substantial effect on them over the next 10 years? Bryn called in a guess of 62%, and Larry sent in an email. He said he thinks it's 49%. Thank you for your guesses. Neither is correct, though, but do keep your guesses coming in, and we'll give out the answer at the end of the show. All right. Now, we're talking about dental tourism. And dental tourism is the name given to folks who have decided to essentially become tourists to get their dental care, meaning they would go overseas to do that. We talked about one reason why you wouldn't want to do that, and that is because if you're looking for the care to be done quicker than it can be done here in the States, you need to understand why your dentist told you it would take 4 months or why your dentist told you it would take 6 months. The other would be braces. You need braces. Normally, orthodontics requires regular adjustments, and sometimes as often as every 2 weeks. I know Invisalign, that's the way that's done. Every 2 weeks, you get a new aligner. So this is something you just can't do overseas unless you plan on flying overseas every 2 weeks, and it seems to me that would undo any cost savings that you are gonna realize. Another would be if you're afraid. If you're already afraid of the dentist, you have to ask yourself, are you afraid of the dentist, or are you afraid of all dentists? I mean, if you're afraid of your own dentist, it seems like it'd be even worse to go to a dentist you've never met in another country with different rules and regulations and all that. And so I know that I've read where some people will travel abroad, they say, to escape their local dentist. there's got to be somebody else that can treat you that's that you won't be afraid of. I know we spend a lot of time making sure that we treat each person with respect and make sure that they're numb and, you know, try to make them comfortable. So I think you can find that right here in Central Ohio, honestly. The savings isn't as big as a person would think. It actually winds up being a small savings in a lot of cases unless it's a short drive away. So let's say you live in Texas and you can drive to Mexico, then it might be different. But if you're flying, hotel, the restaurants, all that stuff. And don't forget your time, because, I mean, time away from work. Maybe you have vacation, maybe you don't. As a self-employed individual, I don't get paid vacation or holidays or sick time, for that matter. And there are a lot of people that own their own companies and or independent contractor types. So, you know, if you're afraid, if you think you're going to save a lot of money, you're probably not. And there are others, well, there's like four or five, we'll get to the others later, but as I mentioned, we wanted to, as part of my Teeth Across America series, I will interview folks, anyone willing to be interviewed, and I was traveling, and I have this interview with a girl who asked me, what about a filling that came out after only a year, so let's go ahead and listen into that interview now. All right, so I'm continuing my Teeth Across America series, and I drove all the way to Savannah, Georgia, 12-hour drive, and I come up to a girl, her name's Allison, and guess what? She's from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Go figure. So I ran into somebody from Columbus in Georgia.
Yes, you did.
But there were no injuries. I didn't run into her very hard.
Nope.
Okay, so Allison, you had a question. You had a question about a feeling you had?
Yes, I had a filling that I had done less than a year ago that had fallen out. And I want to know, like, should that be covered under my insurance? Should the company that I had it done by refill it? Where do I go from here?
It shouldn't come out in a year. Definitely not. In fact, fillings don't fall out if they're in properly.
That's what I thought.
Right. And in fact, a lot of times people will call up and they'll say, I lost a filling. I need to come in. And what really happens is the tooth that was holding the filling gets soft. And that's why fillings fall out. They don't fall out on their own.
So you don't think that it was done by, you know, it was a bad job?
Something happened. I mean, it could have been the bonding resin. It could have been the shape of the preparation, the design. Something's not right. And honestly, they'd probably fix it. Did you tell them?
I did, and they told me that I had to repay for it.
Oh, really? That's not right.
Right. That's what I thought.
Okay. Now, I was telling John earlier, when I was talking to John, about how I do second opinions at no charge. So if you want to come to the office and I'll take a quick look at no charge, just to tell you what's going on, we can do that.
Sounds good.
Okay. And then you had a question earlier when we were talking off the air. I'm trying to remember what it was. It wasn't whitening. What was it? Was it, or maybe it was just me. Maybe we already answered it.
Did we already answer it?
I think we did.
We already answered it? Okay. Now, do you like going to the dentist?
I love going to the dentist.
You do?
I do.
Okay. So you like the clean feeling?
I do. Okay. I did. I had braces for 5 years, so I try to take care of my teeth. And I think teeth are very important for impression, everything. So.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. It's the first thing people see, right?
Exactly. Your smile is what everybody sees first.
So you have to take care of it.
Exactly.
How long do you think it'll be before you need dentures?
Never.
Good answer.
I never want dentures. I take care of my teeth.
Good. And that's important. Believe it or not, there's still some people that think they're going to wind up with dentures regardless of what they do.
Yeah, my uncle, he had dentures when he was 30.
Only 30?
Yeah.
And he had gum disease, right?
I'm not 100% sure, but he did have dentures when he was 30.
That's pretty young. That's really young. I mean, I have a son that's 29, and the thought that he would need dentures is kind of scary.
Yeah, it is scary, because your teeth are like, I have nightmares about my teeth, you know?
Well, they're very pretty. You have to take good care of them, because it is what people see.
Exactly.
I had Fred Joyal from 1-800-DENTIST on a while back, and he's not a dentist, but what he said to me, he gives a lecture, and I said, Fred, how is it that you're so tuned into teeth? Why do you have a business about teeth if you're not even a dentist? And he said, it's very simple. He said, there's no better investment you can make than in your smile, in your teeth. He said, it affects every chew, every laugh, every kiss, every word.
Here it said, they said, Allison, you have to have these braces because it's going to affect every situation that you're in for the rest of your life.
And they were right. They were right.
Exactly.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I do.
Do they have great teeth too?
They do. They have great teeth.
Good. That's good.
Do you think I have great teeth?
I do. Yeah, they're very pretty. You had braces, right?
I did.
There's a great smile. There's like this perfect smile. I do these smile makeovers. Maybe you know that. And
right.
So could I enhance your smile a little bit? Yes.
Yeah.
But it's very pretty as it is too.
Thank you.
So I really want to thank you for talking to me today. And what we'll do off the air is I'll explain to you how you can listen to this. If you're in Columbus, I'll even try to let you know when you can listen live. But I can also tell you that it's available at columbustoday.com. Once it has aired, it airs at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Replays on columbustoday.com. And then these shows that are live when they air are also streaming live on sunny95.com, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay, so remember, the answer is fillings don't fall out on their own. If they've fallen out and it's brand new, there was something probably not right. Maybe that material when it was put on the tooth, maybe the tooth got wet a little bit and it didn't stick. Certainly there shouldn't be a charge to replace one unless it's a front tooth and somebody like broke it opening a ketchup packet with their tongue, with their teeth or something. But anyway, and it is really neat to run into folks who value their smile, value their teeth, and take care of it. So later on in the show, we're going to find out. So stay with us. Does losing a tooth affect your lifespan? Now, while we were listening to Ellison's interview, we had a couple people call in guesses for our question of the day. The question being, what percent of new dentists expected their educational debt to have a substantial effect on them over the next 10 years? And Darren, he called in a guess of 80%. Chrissy, she guesses 10%. And we'll give out the answer at the very end of the show. And it is time to go to another commercial break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. It's July 4th. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you're having a great holiday weekend. I know I am. One of the things I wanted to talk about was the dental tourism. Is I've had a few patients of mine go to other countries to have their dental care, despite my best advice. And in every case, they came back with a mess. They came back looking like they were wearing somebody else's dentures. They came back with pain, swelling. This one girl couldn't stop crying. She actually called me from the airport in Mexico and told me that what had happened and that she was coming back to Columbus and would I be able to see her right away to correct the problem. The other thing you need to think about is, besides the cost of having the work redone, and in every case, these people paid for their dental tourism expenses, and then came back and had to pay full price to have me do it anyway. So keep that in mind. But the other thing you need to ask yourself is, what are the laws? What are the regulations? What happens if something goes wrong? Do those dentists have malpractice insurance? Does it apply to somebody who's there from out of the country? And even if it does, can you afford to go back and continually go back to be a party to a lawsuit? And so might be best just to stay right here in the good old U.S. of A. We, you know, being the 4th of July, we need to be thinking American, buy American, support each other, and try to get this economy back on track. So anyway, there are other reasons. There's actually about 5 more reasons why you might not want to travel for your dental care, and I think I'll save those to another show, for another show, so we'll bring this topic up again, maybe next week or at some point down the line. But I said I was going to answer the question, does losing a tooth affect your lifespan? Every time you lose a tooth, your life gets shorter. That's the conclusion of researchers at Gothenburg University in Gothenburg, Sweden, at least when it comes to people over 70, age 70. And what they did was they compared dental records to mortality rates. And here's a quote. The results showed that each remaining tooth at age 70 decreased the mortality risk by 4% over 7 years and 3% over 18 years. And so then you can ask yourself, well, is it really because they lost a tooth? Could there be some other factor, like, say, smoking or poverty or things that cause tooth loss at an earlier age? And the investigators thought that too. So they said, as far as they can tell, no. They screened out the effects of income, education, marriage, smoking, physical activity, social activity, drug consumption, diseases, underweight and overweight, and they found that losing teeth seemed to affect how long people lived independently of any of these factors. So why is it? Well, the investigators weren't sure, but they pointed to previous research showing that people with more teeth eat better. And they went on to speculate that replacing lost teeth with implants might lengthen lives. So there you go. There's another good reason to take care of your teeth, and a reason that in the event that you've already lost some teeth, you should get them replaced, either a bridge or a partial or an implant. You just can't, I say this almost every week, you just can't put a value on the keeping your oral health up. Having great, healthy teeth, that means healthy gums, healthy bones, healthy everything. I mean, a beautiful smile doesn't hurt either, because you know what? If you like what you look at, well, what you look like when you look in the mirror, you're going to take better care of your teeth. If you don't like your smile, you tend not to take care of it. It's like a car. People that love their car wash it, and they wax it, and they take really good care of it. And if you need a makeover, if you look in the mirror every morning and you hate what you see, think about having your teeth made over, because I just finished a makeover. Actually, we're halfway through, but as far as the patient's concerned, it's finished, because he looks in the mirror now and he told me this on Friday. Yeah, we did it on Thursday. He said, Dr. Kavitko, I've just got to tell you, he says, I want to thank you so much. You gave me my life back. And this is a young man who was born with tetracycline stained teeth. And he's, I believe, late 20s, and he made a promise to his mom that he would get his teeth taken care of. Also made a promise to his mom that he would go back to school. Unfortunately, she passed away of lung cancer, and that's what I mean when I say he made a promise to her. And so, you know, I worked on him for 9.5 hours, and I called him the next day to see how he was feeling. And he was just so chipper. It was just amazing. And, you know, somebody had been through all that and was so happy. You wouldn't think that could be possible. But your teeth, your smile really, really do affect everything you do in your life. Now, I want to give out the answer to today's question of the day. And the answer is 28% of new dentists expected their educational debt to have a substantial effect on them over the next 10 years. That's almost a third. That's a lot. And I don't know what we can do about it. It'd be nice if we could have these folks graduate with less educational debt, the ability to go out and just be great dentists and not have to worry so much about how they're going to pay the bills. But I realize that it is a reality. Everybody has their own reality. We're all facing some economic challenges right now. But anyway, just an interesting comment, interesting report there. All right, so remember, like I said, next week or the week after, we'll talk about the other 5 reasons that you would not want to be a dental tourist. And if you happen to listen to Delilah here on this station, you'll hear a little 2-minute version of that, of my comments about dental tourism on Delilah. Once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and go out and make it a great day. Have a great holiday weekend. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunday 95, and we'll see you next Sunday, 7 a.m.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.